Ben Bridwell and Band of Horses wrapping things up with a casual party from the 2016 album, Why Are You Okay? Now, before we take our leave, we want to thank our guest, Trey Burt, as well as our affiliates nationwide that make the show possible, including KGLP in Gallup, New Mexico, and WVIA in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We make this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And by BritBox, where viewers can stream new seasons of British detective series, including Vera, Father Brown, Death in Paradise, and more. Available at BritBox.com/NPR.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, a legendary Chilean group returns with a devastatingly beautiful album. The biggest star in all of Latin music plays James Bond, and a Brazilian master releases an album of lilting guitar instrumentals. Yes, it's a new music episode. So today at the Latin Alternative. And hermano Josh, I think we have a great combination of commercial and obscure tracks for this episode.
Yes, Ernesto, it is a nice balance. I guess speaking of obscure, although I hope not obscure for too long, I've been really obsessed with this Miami-based indie meets grunge band called Las Nubes. They are all-female quartet, I believe, of Argentine, Puerto Rican, and American Latinas. This song, Drop-In, is in English. It's the B-side to a Spanish-language kind of grunge rocker they released a couple months back. I'm really digging it. It's very well produced. Let's take a listen to Las Nubes from Miami with the track Drop-In.
Oh,
Wow, what a lovely, almost retro slice of classic Latin American rock that was. We just listened to Los Bunkers from Chile. This is Noviembre, the title track of their latest album. Now, hermano, was very surprised because I remember Los Bunkers sounding similar to The Strokes, something like that. Their classic albums 20 years ago. And I was happy to hear their return, but the song Noviembre is, maybe they have mellowed with age. It's more romantic and very melodic, warm production. I would say this is miles away from their sound of yesteryear, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Ernesto. Quite different. And I think I may have told you, I had signed Los Bunkers to Nacional Records back in like circa 2006. And they reminded me very much of kind of like a Chilean Franz Ferdinand at the time. They've definitely evolved, perhaps mellowed a bit, but still a very strong melodic rock band. And now from Chile, we will head to Cuba for the Cuban funk artist Sima Funk. No stranger to this show. He joined us last year for a really fun takeover episode. This song is called Te Tengo en Salsa. And, you know, I feel like he went, you know, sometimes Sima Funk has a throwback sound that's more of a throwback to like Parliament Funkadelic. This one felt a little more maybe 80s electronic funk, reminding me a little bit of like mid-period artists like Cameo. But it's a fun track. Te tengo en salsa.
Empezó a calentar. Si la noche está buena hay que desayunar. Si tu signo me ayuda sería genial. Yo sé bien lo que tú estás tramando. Eres la que yo andaba buscando. Está buena, hay que desayunar. Si tu signo me ayuda, sería genial. Yo sé bien lo que tú estás tramando. Eres la que yo andaba buscando.
Yo, what's up, my people? What's up, mi gente? Que hola, I'm Sima Funk here, and you are listening to the Latin Alternative. So keep the funk, keep the Afro-Cuban, keep the flow, keep the vibe, keep the in the healthy way. Much love, much groove. Sima Funk in the house.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on new music. We just heard the track Steady Pace, Sunday Dub from O Suave, featuring Cheo, the former guitarist and co-founder of Los Amigos Invisibles. Really fun story. I am a big fan of Cheo. He's joined us on the show a number of times over the years. And this song just showed up on my Spotify release radar playlist a few weeks ago, and I loved it. And I immediately texted him, hey, are you on this track? Like, you know, there's a couple different Cheos, artist named Cheo out there. And at first he wrote back, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, I mean, because it kind of sounds like a song you'd be on. And then I sent him the link and he's like, oh yeah, I did do this. All these nice young artists keep inviting me to participate and collaborate with them. And there's been so many I've lost count. So I was like, Cheo, that's amazing that a track that I think is that great, you don't even remember performing on. God bless for your musical contributions. Anyway, that was Cheo with O Suave, Steady Pace, Sunday Dub. And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of this show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio. What do we have next, Ernesto?
Well, talking about nice young artists, we're going to listen to Ozuna from Puerto Rico. This is actually one of the most listened to artists in the world right now. Once again, Puerto Rico never fails in attracting new customers. And Ozuna, I guess he belongs in the Urbano category, but he's not like a hard-edge reggaeton or trap artist at all. Ozuna's songs are characterized by this sweetness and the melodic sense and the production. He's also a great person to interview. We did a track-by-track interview last year. He's releasing a lot of material this year, last year, to 2023. He released an EP and an album called Cosmo. We're going to listen to a track from that. This is Vocation, and it has the trademark sweetness of Ozuna, but it also has some EDM touches, courtesy of producer David Guetta, who's a guest on this. Really interesting sounds. This is from Cosmo, Vocation.
Tanto he bebido que estoy con otra perreando y pienso que estoy contigo, que estoy contigo. Tanto he bebido que estoy con otra perreando y pienso que estoy contigo. Y no sé si esto es normal, pero cuando empiezo a tomar me da con verte para comerte. Y no sé si esto es normal, pero cuando empiezo a tomar me da con verte para comerte. Y mientras yo aquí en la disco pensando en mi bebé, le mando fotos pero ella ni me ve. Seguro está con alguien haciendo no sé qué. Si la ve, díganle que estoy en la disco pensando en mi bebé. Guardé mis notas todos esos momentos, perdí el conteo de lo que he bebido. Y yo sé que algún momento voy a comerte otra vez. Tú la reina de mi ajedrez. En el carro y tú diciendo se ve. No he visto otra como usted. Traeme una juca y vocation. Le envié una foto, ella me respondió un video rápido con el location. Oh, oh, oh. Pensando en mi bebé, le mando fotos pero ella ni me ve.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Why, hello there, my pretties. Look at you, you little night owl. It's 88.5, the SoCal Sound. I'm your midday host. But you know, back in my early days, I used to work a lot of overnights. One time I put on American Pie, and I fell asleep on the couch and woke up about a half hour later. So I'm happy that we're here to keep you awake, because sleeping at work is apparently frowned upon. Who knew? So if we are a companion for you during those crazy work hours, and you appreciate what we do, how about becoming a subscribing member? Let's all join the party together. Go to thesocalsound.org right now. Oh, looks like you need to go back to work. But we'll still keep the music going, like we do on the SoCal Sound.
It's the beginning of a great adventure.
Hi, this is Bob Goodman. In case you haven't heard, Whole Nother Thing is moving to a new time.
After midnight.
A new day, Thursdays after midnight, right here on the SoCal Sound, the beginning of a great new adventure. So please join me Thursdays after midnight.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. We just heard a very interesting collaboration from the Cuban rocker Hector Tellez Jr. in collaboration with Peter Buck from REM. So that song was called Todo Lo Entendí, and I believe it actually came out on the label run by Raul Malo from the Mavericks. So I just love all of these connections here. And Hector Tellez's album, in fact, features a number of collaborations, including Chris Novoselic from Nirvana.
So, hermano, I've been wanting to ask you, what are your thoughts on the Argentinian band El Mató a un Policía Motorizado?
I'm a fan, Ernesto, and I've actually had the privilege of running into Santiago Motorizado from the band a couple times, just casually at the Latin Grammys. And, you know, he's a big guy who just sometimes looks very out of place, you know, amongst all the many urban and regional Mexican artists at the Latin Grammy, but he always just looks like he's having a great time and he's happy to be there. And I'm glad that they remain one of the top, you know, indie rock bands in Argentina.
And do you know why El Mató a un Policía Motorizado is called El Mató a un Policía Motorizado?
That you're going to have to reveal the mystery and explain it for me.
Well, they were, you know, they are from the city of La Plata, and they had formed the band. They were looking for a band title. And in fact, they did this thing where they wrote a bunch of names in pieces of paper. And then one of them was watching a movie with, and there's a whole cultural phenomenon in Argentina of badly subtitled movies. And the subtitle that he was watching, I think some cheap thriller or horror film, and the subtitle said, El mató a un policía motorizado. He murdered a cop who was riding a motorcycle. And they said, oh, that's the name of our band. In 2017, El Mató a un Policía Motorizado released La Síntesis O'Connor, which is something of a contemporary classic of Argentinian rock. It is really a seamless album, just perfect. This is their new effort, Super Terror, released in 2023. And I have to say, it reminds me very much of La Síntesis O'Connor in the melodic turns, in the sensibility, in the poetry of it. Very, I don't know, homegrown, homemade kind of rock and roll, really good for the soul and the mind. And I especially love this song that we're going to listen to, Medalla de Oro. It's absolutely beautiful. Here they are, El Mató a un Policía Motorizado from Argentina.
De mí, soñamos con un mundo mejor, hasta que el líder dijo: me voy a rendir. Contando todo lo que sobró, nunca vas a ser millonaria, millonaria. Entiendo que no vas a aceptar que todo lo que viene es peor. Mañana yo me aparto de vos y me voy a pelear por algo mucho mejor. No quiero que me apartes de vos, ya sé que no hay nada. Promesas que no voy a cumplir, espero no te olvides de mí. Soñamos con un auto mejor, hasta que vos dijiste me voy a rendir. Contando todo lo que perdí, nunca voy a ser millonario, millonario. Entiendo que no vas a aceptar que todo lo que viene es peor. Mañana yo me aparto de vos y me voy a pelear por algo. Quiero que me apartes de vos, si sé que no hay nada, nada. Mañana yo me aparto de vos y me voy a pelear por algo mucho mejor. No quiero que me apartes de vos, sé que no hay nada.
Mañana yo me aparto de vos y me voy a pelear por algo mucho mejor. No quiero que me apartes de vos. Ya sé que no hay nada.
Los fines de semana son míos.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite Nu Musica. We just heard the Cuban artist, I believe currently based in France, La Dame Blanche, one of the more interesting Latin urban artists out there right now. And like Lizzo, she plays the flute and she put some flourishes of flute on that track. That was Los Fines de Semana, or The Weekends, from the artist La Dame Blanche. And now we're going to head to a U.S. city, Ernesto, that we haven't featured too often on the Latin Alternative. You know, so often when we do play U.S. Latin artists on the show, they're coming from L.A., Miami, New York, San Francisco. But I'm happy we have an artist from Chicago here. This artist is called La Rosa Noir, and I really dug this track, Lavender Warm. Kind of had some shades of kind of indie shoegazer, but like warm vibes, reminded me a little bit of Mazzy Star. Let's take a listen. This is Lavender Warm from La Rosa Noir.
This is the Latin Alternative.
I'm Julie Slater, your midday host. Time for a quiz. When is the best part of the week? You over there with the long hair and guitar.
Is it Friday on a Friday every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound with me and Julie Slater on the radio?
That is correct, young man. You win $8 billion. Now get over here and pick some music. Friday on the Friday, every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Dime, esto es lo que tú querías. Yo soy fino, esto es trap de galería. Tú eres un charro, Rocky de aquí, una porquería. Yo un campeón, Rocky Marciano, Rocky Balboa, Rocky Balbía. Tengo la ruta, tengo la vía, sí, tengo la vía. Los gastos de noche facturo todo el día. Tanta plata que me gusta que me chapen, por eso le meto a todas estas arpías. Ustedes no saben lo que es estar en alta mar con 200 cueros. Que los zafatos te mame el bicho en el cielo. Lo que tira el 500 mil en el putero. Por eso tu opinión me importa cero. Por eso tú estás 101 en el top 100 y yo estoy primero. Ya no son raperos, ahora son pocateros. Más que tú estás cobrando mi barbero. Chingando y viajando en el mundo entero, ey. Bebiendo mucha champaña, nunca estamos secos. Primero llegó Verstappen, después llegó Checo. Si Pablo me viera, dirá que soy un berraco. Usted hablando mierda y yo lo mío por Monaco. Bebiendo mucha champaña, nunca estamos secos. Están hablando solo, están hablando con el eco. El signo del dinero, ese es mi nuevo zodiaco. Prende un puro, la familia está en Monaco.
J'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps et jouais de la vie comme on joue de l'amour. Et je vivais la nuit sans compter sur mes jours qui fuyaient dans le temps.
Crème. Los carros de F1 son más rápidos en persona. Sofía Vergara es linda, pero es más linda en persona. Lo que tú hagas a mí no me impresiona. Es como meter un gol después de Messi y Maradona. A ti no te conocen ni en tu barrio. Ayer estaba con LeBron, también con DiCaprio. Me preguntaron que cómo me fue en los estadios. Hablamos de la familia y temas de millonario. Digo, multimillonario. Digo, de billonario. Hace rato sin cojones que me tiene la radio. Hace rato me quité del trap, yo se lo de al audio. Uy, querido diario. Y me depositaron a los que me nominaron. Otra vez me criticaron y ninguna me importaron. Ya sigo tranquila en la mía. Don Vito, Don Vena de los Beatles. John Lennon a mi nieto cuando muera. A mi doña, la pompa y los senos. Y a mi hater un F40 sin los frenos. ¿Pa' qué? Pa' que se estrellen, hey. Pa' que se maten. Rojo, blanco, negro, mate. ¿Cuál tú quieres? ¿Pa' qué? Pa' que se estrellen. Pa' que se maten. Que pa' descansen, yo sigo en el yate, ey. Bebiendo mucha champaña, nunca estamos secos. Primero llego Verstappen, después llego Checo. Si Pablo me viera, dirá que soy un berraco. Usted hablando mierda y yo lo mío por Monaco. Bebiendo mucha champaña, nunca estamos secos. Están hablando solo, están hablando con el eco. El signo del dinero, ese es mi nuevo zodiaco. Prende un fili, la familia está en mo'.
J'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps et jouais de la vie comme on joue de l'amour. Et je vivais la nuit sans compter sur mes jours qui fuyaient dans le temps.
This is the Latin Alternative, today an episode dedicated to some dazzling new music. And well, this is the Latin Alternative, Hermano Josh. I guess it was about time we played some Bad Bunny. What do you think?
Well, Ernesto, I leave that in your capable of hands.
Well, this is, I have to say, you know, Bad Bunny, you're probably not aware of this, but after releasing his infamous album, Un Verano Sin Ti, Bad Bunny said he was taking a break, which for some people it was good news. But then he returned with full-length new album. And I have to say it includes a track that we just listened to, which is I think this is my favorite Bad Bunny track ever. I'm not a huge fan of Benito, but I think there are some things that he does really, really well, especially in terms of mood and atmosphere and creating cinematic moments in his music. And some of the lyrics are really witty. Some of the rhymes are very inventive. Definitely, he has a personality that's difficult to forget. And all those elements sort of coalesced in Monaco. This is a song that one notable mainstream US portal called it the best song of 2023 recently. And I understand why. It's like a James Bond theme goes reggaeton. It has also a sample from an old obscure French song. And everything sort of works really well together for me. That was Bad Bunny with Monaco. But now let's return to more conservative Latin alternative territory.
Conservadores somos. No. I'm always happy when I have a chance to spotlight a Canadian Latino artist on the show. And this artist, Roberto Lopez, is a guitarist, singer, songwriter, I believe based in Montreal. He reached out directly and I was quite taken with this song. I thought the production was great. And actually he's won or received nominations for the Juno Awards, which is Canada's answer to the Grammys. So, you know, there's a number of very talented artists from Canada, and we're always happy to spotlight them. This is Roberto Lopez and the track La Vida a Su Manera.
Thank you.